This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. A new survey of the state's 100 largest school districts finds that an overwhelming majority of students who failed one or two end-of-year exams were allowed to graduate this past year. The Texas Association of Business did the survey. The group argues that the numbers show that students aren't graduating ready for work or college. The Dallas School District bucked the statewide trend. It granted waivers for only one of every six students who requested them. At a press conference in Austin, Texas Association of Business President and CEO Bill Hammond said the results of the survey are alarming. 78 of the 100 districts responded to the group's request for information. What it found, 86% of students who failed up to two exit-level tests were allowed to graduate.
So we think that's a shockingly high number. Effectively, that the high school diploma for those kids means little or nothing.
Senate Bill 149 was signed into law in the spring. Students take five exit-level tests to graduate. If they pass only three, they can apply for a waiver. A committee looks at other criteria to determine whether the student should graduate, like a student's grades and attendance. A student may also be required to do additional work, like a project. Hammond argues this is all part of a trend of not holding school districts and students accountable.
Today in Texas, over two-thirds of the jobs being created require some post-secondary attainment, even just a certificate. But the kids who are allowed to graduate without having the requisite skills simply will not be able to go to a community or a four-year school and be successful.
McKellen is the only one that responded to the survey that denied waivers to every eligible student. Dallas was the next toughest. Of the 961 waiver requests, only 178 of the students graduated. Sherry Christian is an assistant superintendent for the district.
We felt like our process was pretty rigorous, and, you know, it wasn't just, okay, here you get your diploma. They really had to meet certain qualifications to be able to get that.
Under one category, students either had to pass a dual credit course or have an AP score of 3 or better to move forward in the process. Other students were grouped into other categories and had to meet other criteria. Hammond says he wished more districts had been as tough as Dallas. He compares the process to what's known as social promotion, moving students up a grade. In too many of those cases, he says, students were sent to the next grade and failure rates soared.
Now, unfortunately, the same thing is happening towards graduation. I would point out that on both the Algebra 1 and the biology test, it's necessary for them only to get 37% of the questions correct on what is a multiple choice test. We believe that that standard itself is too low.
Hammond says he and other critics of this process want the legislature to end the program when it meets next in 2017. Stella Chavez, KERA News.